Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Charlie Ockburn. I'm the non-executive chairman of the board of Crawford & Company. It's my pleasure to welcome everybody here for the 2011 annual meeting of shareholders. Before we go any further, I'd like to introduce the other directors and nominees for director. Jesse Crawford is back here and is accompanied by his son, Jesse Crawford, Jr. Jenner Wood, wave your hand or stand up here so people know you're Jenner Wood. Jim Edwards, Jeff Bowman, of course, the CEO, Harsha Agadi, and Joya Johnson. I would point out that for both Harsha and Joya, this is their first annual shareholders meeting, right? They've joined the board in the last year, and we give a special welcome to them. And Dr. George Benson. And unfortunately, General Russell Honore was not able to be with us today. Leaving the board today is Clancy Ridley, who has served 6 years on the board. He's a retired partner of King & Spalding, or a former chairman of Haverty's, and he's been a longtime friend of the company and of Jesse and the Crawford family. And we thought he might be here today, and we thank Clancy for his service. I actually met Clancy for the first time in 1980 when I first moved to Atlanta. He was a mentor of mine, so I've known Clancy for a long time, so we'll miss him on the board. Also present today are Alan Nelson, the corporate secretary, who will record the minutes of the meeting, Mark Henning, representative of Wells Fargo, shareholder services, and our inspector of election, and Nick Franz from Ernst & Young, our auditors, who would be available later to respond to any questions that you might have on the financial statements or other financial matters. At this time, I'd like to call upon Mr. Nelson to make his report.
Thank you, Charlie. I present a proof by affidavit that notice of this meeting has been duly given and that a proxy statement has been mailed to every holder of record of the Class B common stock of the company as of March 7, 2011. I also report that the inspector of election, Mark Henning of Wells Fargo, has signed and filed a certificate with me stating that the holders of a quorum of the Class B voting stock are present in person or are represented by proxy at this meeting.
Thank you. I now declare that the 2011 annual meeting of Crawford & Company shareholders is officially convened. The first order of business is the election of directors. The board of directors has nominated for election the 9 individuals named in the proxy statement to act as directors for the company for the ensuing year or until their successors are chosen. Are there any other nominations for director? Seeing no further nominations, I will declare that the nominations are closed and open the floor for any discussion of the nominees. The next item for vote is proposal number 2 in the proxy statement, which is to approve on an advisory basis the compensation of the company's executive officers. Is there any discussion on this topic? The third item is a vote for proposal number 3 in the proxy statement, and it is to vote on the frequency of the advisory vote on executive compensation. Any further discussion on this topic? And the last item of business is proposal 4 in the proxy statement, the ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young as independent auditors for the company for the year 2011. And as I said earlier, Nick Franz of Ernst & Young is available to respond to any questions that you may have. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Franz? Okay. If there's no further discussion, we'll move on to the voting. If you've already sent in your proxy statement, your proxy, there's no need to cast a ballot unless you wish to change your vote. Otherwise, the proxy committee will vote your shares as you directed. Is there anyone who wishes to vote by ballot? If so, please raise your hand. I have not voted shares. Okay. While the votes are tabulated, we're going to ask our Chief Executive Officer, Jeff Bowman, to say a few words about the company. As I trust you know, the company announced very strong results this morning, and I'm sure Jeff will have some words about that. So we welcome Jeff Bowman.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeffrey Bowman, President and Chief Executive Officer of Crawford & Company. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us at the 2011 Annual Meeting of Shareholders. I would like to, in addition to the Board of Directors, just recognise that the executive management team of Crawford are actually here today. If they just quickly stand up. All of our senior management team are in significant meetings with the Board of Directors today. So thanks, guys. In my shareholder letter that is included in the annual report, I go into great detail, but this afternoon, for the benefit of our shareholders, I'd like to just briefly highlight a few topics. As of 2011, the first quarter results were published this morning, as mentioned by Charlie. My remarks today will include both the financial results of 2010 and a couple of comments on the first quarter of 2011. I'll also provide a brief overview of the company and some of the strategies for success that we are implementing at this present time. Finally, I will mention some of the significant events that are occurring this year before addressing any questions anyone might have. Over the past year, Crawford & Company has responded to the global economic challenges of continued unemployment and reduced interest rates by providing a consistent, quality-driven, local, regional, and global claim service that is essential to our client's business proposition. In response to the year's challenges was a sharp increase in revenues and strong operating earnings seen in the second half of 2010, primarily due to an engagement of a special project handled by our legal settlement administration business segment. We did anticipate originally revenue declines in 2010 and therefore focused on cost control and improving our liquidity. We were absolutely relentless in implementing expense management measures throughout the company and concentrated on further improvements in receivable collections, which resulted in increased financial flexibility and more security in a challenging credit environment. As a result, we ended in 2010 in a strong year-end cash position. We are also pleased about our operational performance this year, and with the progress that we are making, these results will help to drive shareholder value. Overall, we met most of our objectives in 2010, and these results will be published in our 2010 report card, a review of our accomplishments, and an update of our progress towards those objectives. This report is actually shared with all of our employees globally. Finally, in reviewing 2010, there are several areas, and I refer to the pillars of our financial recovery, that we have been concentrating on as with our board of directors. They are pension, operating income, and the dividend reinstatement. And I will cover more of these in the next slide. Despite the effects of the challenging global economic environment, especially in the Broadspire and US property and casualty segment, where continued unemployment and reduced interest rates affected these business segments, Crawford's overall financial position resulted in revenues over $1 billion, a net income of $28 million, and earnings per share of 53 cents per share. Like everyone in our marketplace, we still faced economic conditions or challenges outside of our control. But our worldwide team continues to make progress building on the operational strategies that we are implementing through our strategic initiatives. We will remain diligent on expense control, and we remain focused on maintaining our long-term goals of improving operational performance and maximizing our cash generation. As a result, the company delivered on a pledge made 4 years ago to restore a dividend on our common stock, as declared by our board of directors. The decision to restore the dividend was made possible by both the improved operating results and by progress made in addressing the company's frozen US defined benefit pension plan obligations during the fourth quarter of 2010 and in January 2011. That $50 million contribution made to the funding of this frozen pension fund will benefit the company in future years through increased financial flexibility and liquidity, and the contributions in the United States are significantly reduced over the next 2 years. So turning to the first quarter 2011, as announced today, I'm very pleased to report that for the first quarter of the year, Crawford's revenue was $236 million, up 21% over the revenue figures reported in the 2010 first quarter. First quarter 2011 net income was $12 million, increasing 298% over that of the 2010 year first quarter. And earnings per share were 23 cents compared to 6 cents in the prior year first quarter. And overall, our claims were up 10.5%. So overall, the results for the 2011 first quarter were substantially better, perhaps, than our expectations, and our guidance reflects the increased confidence that we have for the remaining part of this year. Also announced, Crawford realigned two of its reportable segments, moving Canada, Latin America, and the Caribbean operations from the former international operations segment to the new Americas segment. In addition, the former US property and casualty segment will no longer be reported. The remaining operations in the former international segment will now be called Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Asia Pacific, which is a mouthful, or EMEA AP. EMEA AP will include all operations in the UK, continental Europe, and Middle East, and Africa, and Asia Pacific. Crawford's business diversity has enabled us to make progress in 2010 and the first quarter of 2011. And as the global leader in providing custom claims and administrative solutions, Crawford consistently delivers a valued product and a broad range of diversified products and services through the 9 brands under which Crawford & Company operates. Crawford & Company's 9 brands provide claim services management, business process outsourcing, and consulting services for our major product lines, including property and casualty, workers' compensation, and medical management, as well as legal settlement administration. And as an international leader of claims administration management services, Crawford offers a powerful portfolio of integrated services that add value and reduce the cost of claims administration of both large corporations and small businesses. We call it the Crawford System of Claims Solution, and it is the most comprehensive global integrated solution for corporate insurers and reinsurers of claims administration. I'm pleased to say that no other provider in the industry can match our ability to deliver global end-to-end solutions. As you came in today, hopefully you received a copy of our summarized 2011 strategic plan outlining our objectives for this year. This strategy document is sent to all employees worldwide and is available to our clients and investors on our corporate website. Given the market strength of our business segments and the diversity of earnings power for our corporation, we remain very optimistic and confident about our growth opportunities as we execute on our corporate strategies for our shareholders. Our global strategic objectives for 2011 really remain intact. First and most importantly, securing new business wins for all of our business units. Secondly, focusing on improved operational efficiencies and delivering results to our clients. And thirdly, a disciplined approach to expense management and working capital. And fourthly, our employee commitment and engagement. Everything we do at Crawford ties back to these objectives as we continue to position ourselves to be successful. Underlying the Crawford global presence and services and expertise are increased investments in advanced technology to help feed the growing appetite among our clients for data to help them manage their risks and reduce costs. We continue to invest in technology to further efficiency and flexibility. And in addition, our business intelligence initiatives include performance analytics with reporting and predictive capabilities that we continue to refine and deploy, which is being recognized by our clients and the technology industry. As you know, Crawford & Company is currently the world's largest independent provider of claims solutions. Our clients range from multinational insurance carriers to local companies with only a few employees. No other claims solution company has the bench strength and expertise to respond to large, complex, and high-profile incidents around the world, like our global technical services team. And our Global Innovation Council has provided new ideas and concepts for innovative projects, that have streamlined processes to realize operational efficiencies for our clients. Last year, we utilized a global cloud-based social networking program branded Crawford Innovates, which provided a collaborative environment for all of our employees to brainstorm creative solutions. Without a doubt, we have the largest reach and greatest resources in our industry, so no matter where our clients are or located, Crawford speaks their language. We continue not only to serve our clients, but also support their needs at whatever measure is necessary. As evidenced by our assistance with numerous unprecedented events around the world, such as the earthquakes in Japan, Chile, and New Zealand, and the devastating typhoons and flooding in Australia, and most recently, the deadly tornadoes in the United States. I'm very proud of our adjusters, our casualty services, and our contractor connection teams, who were immediately deployed and responded to the clients' needs around the world. Crawford has become the finest global claims resource for claims administration, data analytics, human performance, and business process outsourcing that adds value to our clients. I want to acknowledge the contribution of all of our employees around the world who have made the exceptional commitments to this corporation and are focused on creating and maintaining an environment that produced improved performance. Over the past 3 years, since I've been CEO, we have created a global management team that works hard to deliver on the specific strategies, ongoing collaboration, and communications between both ourselves and our employees to ensure that we stay on track towards our strategic plan as we continue to meet and exceed our clients' needs. Crawford has proven expertise in these many areas, and some of the new areas this year, the Environmental Pollution Claim Services, which help manage a wide range of environmental-related claims around the world, will be put in place. The popularity of our Contractor Connection program continues to expand, and this network in the US has now over 4,000 residential and commercial contractors, and we are expanding that particular product to the US, Canada, and most recently Australia. And as new alternative energy sources like wind, wave, and solar emerge, along with new ways to extract oil and gas, the solar and power and energy industry is changing dramatically. Coincidentally, risk issues encountered by this industry are increasing as well, including environmental liability and litigation and regulatory issues. Crawford's Global Technical Services, with its experience and knowledge of these issues, is unique to this sector and has expanded its technical capabilities into the construction and engineering industry, which is another major differentiator for our company. Our professionals manage all stages of product liability claims and have been recognized by both clients as well as the insurance industry for the innovative use of technology and analytics globally. Our Broadspire segment has clinical expertise to partner with the best networks, customized to each region, industry, or client, allowing us to care for our clients' employees whilst controlling costs. And Bold, our multi-layered method, gives us breadth that few other companies can provide. Additionally, we have made excellent progress with our initiatives to grow Crawford's share of the Lloyd's market on a global basis. Whilst we operate in the market-leading and the global business, we deeply care about our environment and share a culture of community involvement through corporate gifts and volunteerism, as well as a continued focus on training and employee development. Recognizing the importance of being an environmentally friendly organization, some of the green initiatives we support include ensuring fuel efficiency in our US fleet of company vehicles, and participation in recycling programs for our computers, office material, and furnishings. Through the use of specialized software, we're significantly lowering server usage, resulting in lower electricity, power, and cooling needs. And on a corporate level, Crawford ensures compliance with governmental policies, and we also believe in our social responsibility to support organizations that benefit society and contribute to environmental sustainability projects. Last year, more than 1,200 employees and family members around the world participated in the 2010 Global Day of Service, volunteering in the communities where we live and work throughout the world. Planning is already underway for our third Global Day of Service on October the 1st later this year, and we expect to make an even greater impact on our communities throughout the globe. Crawford's culture of giving back is ingrained in our employees who donate their time and talents. We feel fortunate to be able to help those in need as not only part of our business, but also as an affirmation of many of our employees. One issue that gives me particular pleasure is that this year it's Crawford's 70th anniversary on the May the 27th, since our founding in 1941. Crawford has grown from a small independent claim adjusting firm to a global provider of claim services, business process outsourcing and consulting. And as we celebrate our platinum anniversary this year, we thank our global employee, clients, partners and shareholders whose trust in us has contributed to our growth, innovative spirit and allowed us to gain unmatched experience. Lastly, on behalf of the entire organisation, I'd also like to thank Clancy Ridley for his 7 years of service to the board of the company. He has not chosen to stand for re-election this year. And I would also like to welcome our newest members, Harsha Agadi and Joya Johnson, to the board. And I look forward to drawing on their guidance and expertise as we continue to grow Crawford both domestically and internationally. We know, lastly, our shareholders have extremely high expectations for our financial growth and our operational progress. I look forward to working together to successfully manage the challenges we face ahead in 2011 and beyond, translating that operational improvement into financial results. We are, as an organization, 100% committed to our stated objectives and are fully committed to improving our financial performance. Thank you very much for being shareholders of Crawford & Company. Thank you for your continued support. At this time, I'd be happy to address any questions you might have.
Hey, Jeff, did you mention today's decision on the dividend earlier? If you did, I missed it.
No, I didn't. Actually, there was a press release that went out at midday today, which declared the first quarter's dividend payable on, I'm not sure what the day is, but payable in the next couple of weeks.
27 May, 20 cents a share on the A side, 2 cents a share on the B side.
Right.
Quarterly dividend.
Any questions? No? Okay, thank you, Ron. Over to Sean.
Okay. Prior to our announcing the results of the voting, I would like to remind everyone that some of the matters that have been discussed in this meeting include forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainties. The company's actual results achieved in future quarters may differ materially from the results that might have been implied by such forward-looking statements. For a complete discussion regarding factors which could affect the company's financial performance, please refer to the company's Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2010, filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, particularly the information under the headings Business and Management's Discussion and Analysis of Financial Condition and Results of Operations. Charlie, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, does the Inspector of Election have preliminary results of the voting?
Yes. Each of the board's nominees for director received in excess of 20,206,000 votes. On the approval on an advisory basis of the compensation of certain of the company's executive officers, the preliminary vote was 99% for, 0.97% against, and 0.03% abstaining. On the vote on an advisory basis on the frequency of the advisory vote on executive compensation, the preliminary vote was 29.86% for 1 year, 60.40% for 2 years, 9.67% for the 3 years, and 0.07% abstaining. On ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young LLP as independent auditors for 2011, the preliminary vote was 99.55% for, 0.37% against, and 0.08% abstaining.
Okay, thank you. I declare that the nine director nominees named in the proxy statement, each of whom received a plurality of the votes cast, are hereby elected as directors of the company for the ensuing year, that the executive compensation of the company's officers is approved, on an advisory basis that the shareholders have selected 2 years as the suggested frequency of the advisory vote on executive compensation, and that Ernst & Young has been ratified as the company's independent auditors for 2011. These are preliminary figures only, and the final tally will be certified by the Inspector of Elections. And these final figures will be available through the company secretary, Alan Nelson. Is there any other business to come before this meeting? If there's no further business, I will declare this meeting adjourned. Thank you for being here.